మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావిర్మేధి వేదస్య మాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీః అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. పేజ్ 56 సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఫోర్త్ మంత్ర. సోస్యాయమాత్మా పుణ్యేభ్యః కర్మభ్యః ప్రతిధీయతే అధాస్యాయమితరః ఆత్మా కృతకృత్యో వయోగతః ప్రైతీం ఆత్మా కృతకృత్యో వయోగతః ప్రైతి స ఇతః ప్రయన్నేవ పునర్జాయతే తదస్య తృతీయం జన్మ. నౌ ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది సంసార చక్రం ఆర్ సంసార వర్ణనం. The description of transmigration, the description of life and birth cycle, how the jiva transferred or transmigrate from one body to other. In these bodies, the jiva is facing his punya papa karma phalam in the form of vyadhi, in the form of jara, old age, disease. This suffering is because of ajnanam. This ajnanam leads to adhyasa, superimposition. Because of that ahankara, and person does lot of karmas again and again, birth and death cycle, a miserable life. To get vairagyam towards this life and birth cycle, Upanishad is describing how the jiva travels. First, jiva enters the pitru shariram in the form of Retas, that is the first abode. Then the jiva transferred to the mother's body, Matru Shariram. Then the jiva is transferred from Matru Shariram to Swashariram. The jiva is same, but the shariram's what he is traveling through, they are different. Just like we wear the dress, the same person changing the dress every day. Like that, jiva also changing the body dress. Father's body is one type of shariram. At that time, there is no free will for that jiva to do anything. Then the second abode, Matru Shariram, is also jiva is bound. no free will, cannot do anything. Then when comes to the third abode, Swashariram, that Swashariram only he can do, use his free will, can perform lot of punya karma. These three abodes, Pitru Shariram to Matru Shariram, is first Janma. Abode 1 to 2, transference, is called first Janma. Then Mother's Shariram to Swashariram, that is second Janma. Then from that Swashariram, again, this Shariram he has to drop. After some time, another Shariram he has to take. Because Punya, Papa are waiting, Sanchita, to exhaust that, they come to this Jiva again searching until he gets that Sthula Shariram with another body, Dehantara of Prapti, leaving this body and gets another body, that is the Dvitritiyam Janma. So, Prathama Janma, Dvitiya Janma we have completed. This mantra is talking about the Tritiyam Janma. Before going to take Tritiyam Janma, another body, which body we do not know? Any Pitru Shariram. Any Pitru Shariram means what? Either Manushya or Mahisha. Mahisha, you know. Either Manushya or Mahisha, male Pitru Shariram, that Jiva enters. Either lion or any Pitru Shariram, male body, it enters. According to that Sanchita Karma. Before entering into that body, third body again, third Janma, this Jiva, whatever Punya Karmas he has done, those Punya Karmas he hand over to his son. In the first line, Saha Asya Ayamatma Putra Rupa Atma. The Putra, who is none other than father himself, is in the form of Putra. Atma, I the Atma alone have given birth to Putra Rupena. What for? After my death, you have to complete all these Vedic rituals. Veda Rishirunam. Rishirunam you have to complete, and Pitrurunam, whatever rituals we have to perform, you have to do. All those sacrifices, my charitable trusts, all you have to take care of. So father is giving, this is called Samprati Vidya. Samprati Vidya. It is given in Vajasaneya portion. He says, this Samprati Vidya means handing over duties. Handing over duties only, for that sake only children. Either to the daughter or to the son, they have to hand over the duties, what they are doing, either annadanam in so and so place, or any chowdhuries they have, hospitals they are running or schools they are running, they should not be stopped. They are all noble activities. For the sake of humanity, this Dharmakarta doing, and he asks his children, my dear son or daughter, you all take up my duties. Now I am old. I am going to leave this body. Therefore, you take up my duty. That's what he says. Saha asya ayam atma purusha putra rupa atma, to him punyebhyaha karmabhyaha pratidhiyate. Pratidhiyate means as a pratinidhi, as a representative. He keeps his son as his representative. That's why when father is very old, son takes up that president. Next president of the trust is his son. So, appa varumbodhu ivar oruvar munnadiye konja palaganume adhukapram. So, afterwards, father is at home only, cannot come. By that time, the son has to be trained properly. How to take that, you can call it treasury, finance, how to maintain, how to organize, all those. That is called pratidhiyate. To a son or daughter, he hand over. What? Punyabhyaha, karmabhyaha, not bank balance. We are handing over will. The wheel, and calling the son, come on, this is the property I am giving. Those days, they call their son, these are the activities I was doing, noble activities. You have to take up now, continue those activities. The punyabhyaha karmabhyaha. Mantra didn't say that bank balance. Wheel in cholale, varungo. Punyabhyaha karmabhyaha. Because all the way this punya karma goes. Therefore, wife leaves at the door. Son leaves at the smashanam. What comes along with this person? Punyam anugachyati. Not wife or son. Wife comes only up to the door. Bandhavas comes to the street. Son comes up to the burial ground. But what? Dharmam tam anugachyati. Dharma only comes along with you. That means the punya karma, what you have done, that comes along with you. Punya karma only comes with you. Therefore, our Shastra says, all of you do lot of punya karmas. Punya karmas means what? Danam. Give. Whatever you can give to others, give. That is the punya karma that comes with you. Those days, people used to spend lot of money for society, for social organizations, they spend. Not nowadays like people, they give only to children. Not spending much, very rarely people are spending nowadays. Because nowadays people do not have that concept of dharmam, tam anugachyati. Concept is not there. Only money. Money will never come, single pie never comes. Even your children won't remember you if you give money to them. If you give your dharma karyams to them, they also live in a noble manner. If you give money, they will get spoiled. They won't utilize that money because money makes a person luxurious and it spoils the person. Without dharma, if you give dhanam, that dhanam spoils the person. That is why those days people used to give that duties only, not dhanam. Then what happened? The son also follow dharmic life. Because by doing dharma karyams, not money oriented, that person also get dharma or punyam along with him. No, this concept is vanishing nowadays. Children also expecting only money. Parents are also giving only house to son, property to son. Some daughter or son only should enjoy. Not that orphans, not the people, not that animals. But so many things, social service you can do. But people are not having that concept. Therefore, how can you make your children dharmic? Na? By giving the duties of your dharmic activities to them. Then automatically dhanam is there and dharmic also. That is the way we have to guide the younger generations. Do nalla karyam pannanum. What you are earning, what you are enjoying never be counted. What you have done to the society, what you have done to the humanity alone is counted. Therefore, train the children in such a way. How do you know? You have to learn from the Upanishad. Punyabhyaha karmabhyaha pratidhiyate. Are you taking care of some temple? Some help to the temple, some help to the school, some help to the hospitals. Like that, some help to the poor people. Are you doing that? We have to ask our children. Take your income, some income from that, and spend that income to for these purposes. Afterwards, whatever you have, only you spend for your sake. So, we have to learn that punyabhyah karmabhyah pratidhiyate. Then what? Atha asya ayam itaraha atma. This father, who is in his own body now, this father, who is in his own body, kritakrityah vayogataha praiti, having handed over the duties to his son, and I am very happy, comfortable now. My son or daughter, they are there to take care of all these activities. Therefore, I am very happy. I can live my life, this body here, happily, without any pain. Oh, I have started that, I have given this and that. In some temples, they do daily naivedyam on the name of so-and-so family. Every day, prasadam naivedyam they do in the temple because they give lot of money to that temple. The Bhagavan in the temple should not remain without naivedyam. And to do naivedyam, one priest must be maintained. The priest family must be maintained. So for his also life's sake, we have to provide money. So all these taken care of by those people. So I am kritakrityaha. My son is taking care of so that the temple Bhagavan will have that naivedyam. Bhagavan will not starve. My son will provide. If this son is having some good qualities, otherwise what he will do? He eats that. That's what people are eating now. Bhagavan's the lands, the temple lands and all. Why these people are grabbing all agraharams given to those purohits? Those purohits are taken care of. Those who are taking care of the naivedyam of the temple Bhagavan. The temple Bhagavan is having a lot of acres of lands so that rice comes every day so that they can give naivedyam to Bhagavan. Every day naivedyam pannu. So the rice comes from the field. That lands given to Bhagavan. But now they are grabbing all lands. Why temple must have the lands? So many lands. They are grabbing. Since they are grabbing, this son also cannot do anything. And the mitcham irukkirathu ivan eduthatte. Bhagavan enna? Patni. Bhagavan patniya irukkaranna. Nariya temples. Proper naivedyam illa. Pooja arikku kodukkirathukku panam illa. Priest. But these people enjoy all luxuries. To give to the priest over 4,000, 5,000 for his family's sake, avula padama anu kepa. Because he cannot know what to do, what chanting mantras and all. Priest, they have to depend. When priest charge money as though they're earning. Parents, great parents, grandparents earning only. They don't like to spend. Even though it is not their kashtarjitam. See the mind, how it becomes so lowly, no? Very, very meager thinking. Bhagavan ki patni vechina nee enna saapada porena. That's why every day in our house also, when you have that puja mandiram, Bhagavan is there. First offer naivedyam to Bhagavan. Some palam, some fruit, something you have to give to Bhagavan, then only you have to eat. Without offering to Bhagavan food, we are not supposed to eat. This concept also is slowly fading. We put only deepam and come out. Without naivedyam, Bhagavan is in patni. Why this mantra is telling? Kritakrityaha praiti. So my son will do naivedyam. My son will take care of all those things. Kritakrityaha praiti. Nowadays, how people are praiti? Akrita krityaha. Without completing their duties, they are departing with full of some pain. Enakapram yaru papa, enakapram yaru papa. Yedukanda kavala yem varade. My son will take care of, my daughter will take care of. And confidence is there. You are kritakrityaha. So that when the body, the jiva is leaving, they should leave with full satisfaction. Manasulo endha korai irukkakoodadhu. அந்த அப்பா அம்மாவுக்கு அந்த குறை இல்லாமல் இருக்கணும்னா இந்த குழந்தை சன் ஆர் டாட்டர் ஷுட் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப். நீ கவலைப்படவே வேண்டாம்ப்பா, நான் இருக்க பார்த்துக்கிறதுக்கு, நான் நன்னா பண்ணுவேன்னு சொல்லணும். அப்போ ஃபாதர் இஸ் ஸோ ஹாப்பி. ஃபாதர் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ் ஆன் த சன், நாட் ஜஸ்ட் பை வெர்பல் சேயிங் நீ சும்மா அப்படி சொல்றிய அப்புறம் பண்ணலை என்ன கஷ்டம். அப்பாவுக்கு மனசில் அந்த மாதிரி வரக்கூடாது. Father must have full confidence, my son will do at any cost, he will not leave. That much confidence we have to create to our parents. Then only they are kritakrityaha praiti. Otherwise, and the ekam ulla irukkum, manasukulla. Some pain irukkum. Therefore, old people, they should not have any sort of pain. They should not leave their body with that pain. Kritakrityaha vayogataha praiti. Having become old, kritakrityaha having become fully satisfied, complete praiti. What a mantra. You have to extract all the ideas. You don't get in one particular paragraph mantra. Whole vision, Vedic vision if you have, you can extract so much from each word. Then, saha itaha prayan eva punarjayate. Saha, that person having handed over all his duties, itaha, from this body, prayan, leaving, prayan eva, having left this body. What is maranam? Dissociation of subtle body with gross body. Dissociation of subtle body with gross body. He leaves this gross body, only subtle body travel. Then what happens? Punaha jayate, takes another body. Punaha jayate, another pitru shariram. First abode, pitru shariram. This is called third Janma punaha jayate tadasya tritiyam janma bhavati. That is the third janma for this person. Next mantra we will read. Page 58. Taduktam rishinam garbhenusan அன்வேஷாம் அவேதம் சன் அன்வேஷாம் அவேதம் அஹம் தேவானாம் ஜெனிமானி விஸ்வாம் சதம் மாம் புரஹ ஆயசிஹி அரக்ஷன் அதஹா ஷேனஹா ஜவசாம் நிரதீயமிதி கர்ப ஏவ ஏதச்சயானஹ வாமதேவ ஏவமுவாச. Very popular, very important mantra. Upanishad says, one rishi known as Vamadeva said like this, Rishina tatu vuktam. Rishina, Vamadeva Rishina, by that rishi, Vamadeva Rishi, taduktam. These words are uttered, said, Rishina Uktam. Before listening to his words, we have to understand the background. A person having entered Pitru Shariram, Matru Shariram, Swashariram, again Pitru Shariram, Matru Shariram, Swashariram, like this three abodes and three janmas, again and again and again, many janmas that jiva has crossed. Because of some punya karmas, the jiva gets a lot of vairagyam and gets viveka and gets doing lot of punya karmas. Because of that punya karmas, he recognizes and approach a guru somewhere and study shastra. Having studied shastra, but because of some obstruction, some adrishta pratibandha, which is not visible, adrishta pratibandha, invisible obstacle, he is not able to get jnana phalam. Clear? Person born, many janmas he has taken. Because of some one few punya karmas, this person attended Vedanta classes. After studying shastram, getting jnanam, but jnana nishta has not come, he became a yoga brashtaha. Tachinno bhayavi brashtaha, chinna bhramiva nashyati. Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, "Hey Krishna, when a person starts Vedanta study, suppose having stopped karma yoga, upasana yoga, have come to Vedanta class, because spending more time in Vedanta, having come to the Vedanta class, not understood properly, he can say verbally, what? Sarira traya vilakshanaha, avastha traya sakshi, panchakosha vilakshanaha. Verbally telling, panditya he has got. He says verbally, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. He says, but that conviction, nishtha has not come. Jagan mithyatva nirnayam he could not do. He became a yoga brashtaha. That just as the cloud is shattered from the all clouds, what will happen to that small cloud? It gets faded away. Like this, this person also, one person, previous janmas, punya, he has got some samskara and got knowledge, but not full nishtha. Then what to do? Next janma. Just by listening, you don't think that you are getting moksha. You have to get nishtha. Otherwise, another body. That is called adrishta pratibandha. Because of adrishta pratibandha, this person, yoga brashta, born as a spiritual prodigy. Next birth, he becomes a spiritual prodigy. What happens? He needs only some, just one point of time, a moment he gets some other body, he gets knowledge. He picks up the thread from the previous janma. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanmam prapadyate. So, because of so many janmas punya, all that knowledge he picks up in that next janma. Such a yoga brashta, one of the yoga brashta is Vamadeva. In his previous birth, he has studied a lot under a guru, but not systematically. Until nishtha, he has not done nididhyasanam. Taken it as granted, I know so much, I am a pandita, he thought of maybe. But there is some adrishta pratibandha. Vamadeva, born again in a manushya, matru garbham, yoga brashta. In that matru garbham, just he has entered, that pratibandha is gone. He recognized, aham brahmasmi, nishtha came in mother's womb without attending any class, because he has already attended. This is a very unique presentation of Upanishad. Then this Vamadeva, having entered mother's womb, he got that previous knowledge. What knowledge? Tattvamasi, Sakshi, Aham, Aham, Sariratraya Vilakshanaha, Amma Vaitliye. Vandha udane, Nan Brahmanache, Ippidi Eppidi Vandha. He started telling from mother's womb itself these words. He became Jnana Nishtaha, Brahma Nishtaha in the next birth, in the mother's womb itself, because of Purva Janma Samskara study. Clear? That's why even small Pratibandha also obstructs. We do not know what Pratibandha obstructs. Therefore, Guru Seva, Guru Sushrusha, Ishvara Seva, Shastra, Shraddha. So, Shraddha is very important. That's why Shraddha Devi, we call her as Devi. Veda, towards Veda, you must have Paripurna Shraddha. Veda is called Shraddha Devi. Like Lakshmi Devi for wealth, Parvati Devi for power. Knowledge Saraswati Devi Madri, Shraddha Devi is there. You have to worship Shraddha Devi. If I don't have Shraddha towards Shastra, towards Guru Vakyam, Nishtha won't come. Again, I have to become like a Vamadeva. Therefore, what he says, listen. Garbhenu san anu esham avedam aham. Garbhenu san, being in the mother's womb itself, Garbhenu san, nu means what? Indeed, deliberately, he knows that I am in mother's womb now. He recognized that. Garbhenu san, esham, anu, vedam, anvedam, that san anvesham is there. How to split? San, anu plus esham, san anvesham. That anu you have to join with avedam. Esham avedam is there. Esham you have to write separately. San, not your son. Okay, san being in the mother's womb. San, anu plus esham plus avedam, plus aham. That aham is in second line. Now, san plus anu plus esham plus avedam plus aham. That anu you have to join with avedam. Anu plus avedam, anvedam. I know. Aham, anvedam. I know. Aham, anvedam. What? I know, this is put in inverted commas. Son, esham aham anvedam. I know all these bodies. Devanam, Janimani, Vishwa. Means, Devanam means here, not devatas. Devanam means here, sense organs. Sense organs is known as Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. They are all called sense organs. The sense organs representing subtle body. All the subtle bodies, I know they have entered the gross bodies. What are all the bodies they have entered? Janimani means Sharirani, having taken Janmas, and having entered in how many bodies this jiva traveled, I know. He says inside. That means what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I know how many gross bodies these subtle bodies have taken. I know. Devanam Janimani Vishwaha. Vishwaha means countless. Janimani means Janmani. How many countless bodies, these subtle bodies taken, entered the gross bodies, I know, he says. That means what? I am not the body. These subtle bodies have taken gross bodies. Having taken transmigration, Janmas, 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 now I am free from all this. Vishwaha. How many? Shatam. Shatam means hundreds. Hundreds means you take thousands. Pasu, Pakshi, Kita, Mriga. So many Janmas. When you see the animals, birds and the Koli yalla, Valla potite. They are going to cut. Bang. Sunday, not today. They are going to eat. Paavam. The Koli ki theriyadhu. How many Koli Janma varundi? Adhukapparam. Pasu, Pakshi, Sandhya vandana. And the Avani avattanla. They have a sankalpa, no? They say, I have entered so many janmas, pasu, pakshi, kita, mriga, all those things. Now, because of punya, I have become a human birth. Let me have moksha in this janma. Oh, Gayatri, Mata, protect me. Person asks. Therefore, he says, shatam, mam, adhaha, that mam in the third line, you have to connect to adhaha in the fourth line. And the mam, adhaha, keep it separately. I will tell you later. Puraha ayasihi arakshan. Puraha means, literal meaning is city. Here puraha means shariram. Pur dhatu, refantaha, pullingaha, puhu purau puraha. Puraha is a bahuvachanam. So many shariams. Puraha, what type of shariram? Vamadeva is telling, each shariram is like a ayasihi, ayasihi, ayasyaha. And irukkano, chandasa prayogam, ayasihi is there. Made out of iron bars, like prison in artham. Like prison. Thieves and all, they keep in one prison, no? For some time one prison, Tihar jail, Pudal jail, Velurlo or jail, Matinde or jail, or jail. Illa anga poi edha tirisamanam pannuva. Illaya? So there, thiridan vandu, from jail to jail they change. To curtail his freedom. Like that, Vamadeva is telling, I was also in every body, which is like a prison. Iron shackles. It's like a cage. Just as a bird, you keep in the cage, iron cage, full of iron rods. You cannot come out. It's very, very strong. Ayasihi puraha. A body which is full of, like iron cage. I was in many, many bodies. Lion body, bull body, so many bodies, not one or two, thousands of bodies. Arakshan, once they kept this person in the jail, munnadi ortha nirpa, enna gun vechindi. Ivan vellila varamal irukkaradhukaga, illaiyo? And the jailer, who sees, not allowing this thief, this criminal to come out, he is standing outside, arakshan, he is protecting this person. Even vellila varamale, arakshan, holding the gun in the hand, arakshan. Like that, I was also in every body. I am not able to come out. I was protected. Protected in what? Jail. Adaha mam. Adaha mam means here, adaha means ajnana kale, before my self-knowledge. I was bound. I am with ahankara. I was thinking I am a father, I am a grandfather, I am an officer, I am an engineer, I am a doctor with ahankara. I was ruling those days and giving problems to all people with my ahankara in this cage. Therefore, adaha mam. Ajnana kale mam arakshan. This body, avidya maya, controlled me. Protected me, not allowing me to say aham brahmasmi. Not allowing me to say aham brahmasmi. This maya has protected me like an iron cage. Later, after knowledge, some pratibandha, I couldn't come out of that. After studying also, I didn't leave the whole ahankara. In spite of going to my guru, I have not left my ahankara, that ahankara adrishta pratibandha obstructed me to claim aham brahmasmi. Therefore, ahankaram midanu cheppalayoda ani sonnadi karanam puriyaradha? And ahankaram da karanam. அஜ்ஞான அத்தியாச போனாலும் கொஞ்சம் அகங்காரம் பிடிச்சுன்னு இருக்கபடி. அந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்த்ர ஒன் வேர்ட் ஐ லெஃப்ட், ஹவு திஸ் பர்சன் டிராவல் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் பாடி டு ஒன் பாடி. சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் லைக் எ லீச், தெர் இஸ் எ ஒன் பிராணி கால் லீச், ஹவ் இட் கோஸ் டு ஒன் பாடி டு அதர் பாடின்னா, இட் கோஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட்ஸ் இட்ஸ் பாடி, எக்ஸ்டென்ஸ் இட்ஸ் பாடி அண்ட் கேட்ச் ஹோல்ட் ஆஃப் தட் அண்ட் லீவ் திஸ் பிளேஸ் and go and hold on. Again it goes to another body and leaves this body. Like that, janma jayate punaha. Like a leech madri. Nammella leech chestha. Ellella body vitti 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 vandamo. Ippudiyavadu konjam vidalama anna. Swamini, enak inda janmalu varumanu kekaram. Listening all Upanishad classes, attending so many classes, enak agnanam varumanu kekaram anna enna pandradhu anna. அஹங்காரம் பாடி சன் மை டாட்டர் மை சன் மை ஹவுஸ் அஹங்கார மமக்கார குரு வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் கோயிங் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் இயர் டு உள்ள போய் நிக்க மாட்டேங்கிறது. இட் இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் இன் சைடு. ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஹியர் திஸ் அண்ட் இட் கோஸ் அவுட் சைடு, நாட் நாட் ஒர்க்கிங் இன் சைடு. அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மிய. Like this Vamadeva, there is another example in Taittiriya Upanishad, Trishanku. Aham rikshasya reriva, kirti prishtam gireriva. That Trishanku says, not Ramayana la Trishanku. That Trishanku swargam, and the Trishanku illa. In the Trishanku, and the Taittiriya Trishanku is Maharshi. That Trishanku also says that. And he sings that, Jnani also sings like, you know, I am everything, ahamannam, 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 I am everything. Like that Vamadeva is another example here. Then, because of some adrishta pratibandha, now I have broken that pratibandha. In this mother womb itself has given me that chance of breaking that pratibandha. Then what? Shenaha iva ஜவசா நிரதீயம் இதி. சேனாஹா மீன்ஸ் ஐ லைக் ஏ ஹாக், ஈகிள். சேனாஹா இவ யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை லைக் ஏ ஹாக், லைக் அன் ஈகிள். ஜவசா ஃபோர்ஸிபிளி, ஃபோர்ஸ்லி நிரதீயம் ஹேவிங் கிராஸ் பிரேக்கிங் தட் கேஜ். Breaking that cage, just as the bird become free, free bird, just as the bird come out of the cage forcibly. Sometimes they keep some birds in the cage, somehow it escapes. Adhu maadhiri naan kuda indha amma vayathula irukkum bodhu enakku freedom vandhuchu. How freedom? I am not body mind complex. This body mind cannot touch me. Shenaha iva javasa niradiyam. Niradiyam means nirgatam. I have come out. Nirgatam iti. Thus, garbhe eva etat shayanaha iti. Up to that inverted commas. Up to iti. Garbhenu san anu esham anvedam aham. From there up to iti inverted commas, these are the words of Vamadeva. Then Upanishad says, and the taduktam rishina Upanishad statement, again the last sentence is also garbha eva etat chayanah Upanishadic statement. This Vamadeva remaining in the mother's womb itself, garbhe eva. Garbha is there because of sandhi rule, ekara lopam. You have to split like this. Garbhe eva. Chayanaha. Etat chayanaha. This Vamadeva remaining in mother's womb itself, that pratibandha has gone for him. he thought, he understood that I am free from these bodies. Shayanaha means reclining in the mother's womb itself. Vamadevaha evam uvacha. Vamadeva said in this manner, as said above. Four lines are the words of Vamadeva. Clear. This is that next mantra is going to give the phalam. That phalam, we will read that mantra.
Sa evam vidvanam asma shariram bhedat sharira bheda urdhvaha utkramyam amushmin swarge loke sarvan kaman aptva amrutah samabhavat samabhavat.
Halashruti jnana phalam. Like this, there are many examples in our Puranas. Jadabharata, Prahlada. Prahlada in mother's womb itself, he associated himself with God. Jadabharata also like that only. So for one yoga bhrashta, one way of getting short time or fraction of time or hours or days, they need not go to the again, Shastra Shravanam. They need not go and study. They are all called spiritual prodigies. Spiritual prodigies. But they are only Brahmanishthaha. Kevala Brahmanishthaha. Vamadeva is a Kevala Brahmanishthaha. Jadabharata is a Kevala Brahmanishthaha. That's why Ramana Maharshi is also a Kevala Brahmanishthaha. At the age of 13, he got that knowledge. Because of what? Because of Purva Janma, Shravana Jnanam has got. Purva Abhyasa Te Naiva Yavashopi Saha. Because of Purva Abhyasa, this person is forcibly pulled towards what? Aitareya Upanishad class. Forcibly. Eppadi avadu? Mudila enna kuda vandru avalada. Without your knowledge, you are forcibly. Means what? Because of Purva Janma Samskara. Then somehow some people manage to understand and get knowledge. Therefore, Phalashruti. Saha evam. Saha means Vamadevaha. Evam, in this manner, Vidvan. Jnani. Vidvan means that Vamadeva who is a Vidvan. Jnani. Kevala Brahmanishthaha. Asmat sharira bheda urdhvaha. Bhedat urdhvaha. After breaking that body from the mother's womb. Breaking the body means understand, not really breaking. In spite of that body I am having, I am bodiless. Aham atma sarvada sharira rahitaha. That is the jnanam, not coming out of body. Hey, all bodies are in me. Why I have to come out of the body? All bodies are in me, the atma, the matter. Shariram is floating in me. That is called sarirat urdhvaha. Body belongs to lower order of reality. I, the atma, belongs to the higher order of reality. You require tremendous tapas for this. Tremendous tapas means not standing on one leg. Tremendous tapas means with full of qualifications, with full of shraddha, with full of commitment, with full of pure heart, no split personality, no raga, no dvesha, nothing doing here. That is called tapas. Your words and your thoughts and your actions must be aligned. With full of ஈஸ்வர பக்தி, குரு பக்தி, சாஸ்திர பக்தி. இஃப் இட் இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட், யூ கேன் கெட் நிஷ்டா. தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி கண்டிஷன் ஹியர், நாட் எனி திங் எல்ஸ். தென் யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ ஆம் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம். This body is vyavaharika satyam, cannot touch me. That is called shariraat urdhvaha. Now itself I am free from body. This is called videha mukti. Jivan mukti is equal to videha mukti. When I am free from body, tell me now. When I am free from body? Now itself I am free from body. Because I am Atma, body is Anatma. Anatma is Mithya. Therefore, body can limits me. Body can binds me. Mithya, Anatma, body can never bind me. This knowledge, dropping that Jivatvam, I am bound by the body, I am limited by the body, dropping that notion is called breaking the body. Coming out of the body. Understand? Not dropping the body means after death. We are not talking of after death. Why living itself? When you are wearing the dress itself, you know you are different from the dress or not. I am different from the dress, and you have to keep dress away. In the example, purinja podum. While wearing the dress, உடம்புக்கு ஒட்டிண்டே இருக்கு. So close to the body, do you know that you are different from the dress or not? எப்படி தெரியறது? அப்படி ஞானிக்கு நான் சரீரம்ல இருந்தாலும் நான் சரீரா வெத்திரிக்தா, இங்கிலீஷ் சமஸ்கிருதம் எல்லாம் கம்பைன்ட் தமிழ், I am different from the body. In spite of that, I am available in the body. அதுதான் ஞானம். டோன்ட் வெயிட் ஃபார் சம் டைம், இந்த உடம்பு எப்போ போகுமோ, எப்போ போகுமோ, எப்போ எதுக்கு போகணும்? ஐதி ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் இன் மீ, த பாடி இஸ் தேர். அந்த பாடி வந்து மேட்டர், அது இட் கேனாட் டச் மீ. ஹவு திஸ் ட்ரெஸ் கேன் எஃபெக்ட் யூ, எஃப்ளிக்ட் யூ? இட் இஸ் அண்டர் யுவர் கண்ட்ரோல். Whether to wear, when to wear, how much to wear, when to drop, when to leave, it is under your control. It cannot control or limits your freedom. Similarly, this body dress also. Vasamsi jirnani athavihaya navani grinnati naroparani. Like that. Therefore, you have to dwell upon that. Urdhvaha utkramya. That is called utkramya. Don't take literally. Utkramya amushmin, from this body. Swarge loke. Swarge loke means don't take swargalokam again. Okay, what is swargalokam for a jnani? Brahma. Swarge means brahmani, loke paramatmani. Brahmani paramatmani is called swarge loke here. பிரம்மணி பரமாத்மனி சர்வான் காமான் ஆப்த்வா, ஹேவிங் ஃபுல்ஃபில்ட் ஆல் ஹிஸ் டிசைர்ஸ், நோ டிசைர் இஸ் ரிமைன் ஃபார் மீ. வை ஆப்த காமஹா, ஐ ஆம் த ஒன் ஆத்மா, லேக்கிங் நத்திங், ஐ ஆம் ஃபுல்ஃபில்ட். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் அஹங்காரா, ஐடென்டிட்டி, சரீரம், this desire, that desire, everywhere it is, go on and on and on. Once you are Atma, Aham Brahmasmi, enna desire venum? You are Purnaha. Ahankara is Apurnaha. Apurnama irukkira ahankarathila da ella desires varum. Nan Purna Aham Atma, enakkulla enna desire irukkanum, enna venum enakku, ellame enakkulla da irukku. Everything is within me, then what I can desire? Therefore, sarvan kaman aptva truptah. Sarvan kaman aptva amrutah samabhavat. Attains immortality. Attains immortality means what? Sthula sharira merges into sukshma sharira. Sukshma sharira merges into காரண சரீரா. காரண சரீரா மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டூ, யூ ஹாவ் டு சேக் ஸ்தூல சரீரா மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டூ விராட், சூக்ம சரீரா மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டூ ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, காரண சரீரா மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டூ ஈஸ்வர. ஸோ வியக்தி உபாதி மைக்ரோ மீடியம் மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டூ மேக்ரோ மீடியம். வாட் ரிமைன்ஸ்? ஓசி, ஆத்மா அகமஸ்மி, பிரம்மா அகமஸ்மி, பிரம்மா அகமஸ்மி, ஐ எம் பிரம்மன் அசங்கா. சமபவத் அட்டைன்ஸ் இம்மோர்டாலிட்டி, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் இம்மோர்டாலிட்டி. பட் ஹிஸ் பிராரப்தா கண்டினியூஸ், தட் பிராரப்தா ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தா, ஹீஸ் இன்டெட்டட் டு பிராரப்தா. He helps us, Prarabdhai, thank you, because of you only I have got knowledge. Therefore, he allows the Prarabdha to survive. நீ போ, ஞானம் வந்த உடனே சொல்ல மாட்டார். Prarabdha, I am very much indebted to you, because of you only I got this knowledge. You continue for some time, for the sake of society. ஞானம் வந்த உடனே கிளாஸில் அப்படி ஆல் அவுட் அண்ணா, பிரார்த்தம் ஓவர். Because of jnanam, prarabdha is over. Because prarabdha over, shariram also gone. அப்புறம் கிளாஸ்ல ஒரு ஒரு ஜானம் வந்த உடனே டப்பு 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 விழுந்துடுவா, அப்படி எல்லாம் ஆகாது. அதனால ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தம்னு அப்படியே அலோவ் பண்ணுவார். கொஞ்ச நாள் இருந்து டீச் டு அதர்ஸ், ஷேர் வித் அதர்ஸ். இப்படி எவ்ரி ஜ்ஞானி டைஸ், ஹூ வில் டீச் அஸ்? That's why Jnani Prarabdha is a blessing to the society. பாவம் அவர் பிராரப்தம் நம்ம நினைக்கிறோம். ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தா இஸ் இஸ் எ பிளெஸ்ஸிங் டு அஸ். ஓகே, பாவம் அவருக்கு கூட கஷ்டம், அவருக்கு இதெல்லாம் சொல்லக்கூடாது. நம்ம ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தா இஸ் ஃபார் அவர் சேக். ஸோ ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தாக்கு நம்ம நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணணும். புரியுறதா? ஜ்ஞானி பிராரப்தா இஸ் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப், ஃபார் த பிளெஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் த சொசைட்டி, ஸோ தட் ஜ்ஞானி continues in the society. By teaching he blesses, or by just presence Jnani blesses the world. So Prarabdha continues. Jnana is indebted to Prarabdha. Because of good Prarabdha, Jnanam is born. Because of good Prarabdha only Jnanam is born. Therefore that Prarabdha continues, it is useful for society. Now, one more point. Samabhavatu, samabhavatu repetition indicates this chapter is over. But one more aside point. This Vamadeva is a kevala brahmanishta. In English, they are called as mystic. Mystic jnani. Mystic jnani. We should not take them as gurus. Any one gets knowledge in that because of purva janma samskara, without any guru, without attending the classes in this janma, they got knowledge. We should never attend their classes, or we should never hear their words. Even you hear also, don't take them as your sadhanas. Never give importance to them. There are so many people like that in our country. Therefore, we never encourage kevala brahma nishtha. They are not sampradaya gurus. They just make statements. That statements will mislead the people. Those statements we never accept. That is why teacher teaching sampradaya is required. Never do namaskara for them. If you go to their samadhi, do namaskara. But don't accept their statements or teachings as a sadhana for you, for your life, spiritual journey. Never. It's very, very important in our culture. Sampradaya guru is required. They are all called asampradaya vid. They don't know how to communicate because they have just got the knowledge in this janma. They do not have the methodology in this body. In this yoga, brashtanaka, appra, in this body, they don't have methodology. And the methodology, ange pochi, and the body le. Ippo, guru kadeyadu, டீச்சிங் கிடையாது. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ப்ரீவியஸ் சம்ஸ்காரம் ஹி ஹாஸ் காட் தட் நாலேஜ். நவ் யூ நோ வி கன்சிடர் ஈவன் த ப்ரெசன்ட் மிஸ்டிக்ஸ் ஓவர் ஆல் கேவல பிரம்மனிஷ்டாஸ் ஹூம் ஐ ஹவ் செட் மென்ஷன் த நேம்ஸ். மெனி ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் தேர் அன்மென்ஷன்ட். தேர் ஆர் மெனி பட் வி நெவர் ஃபாலோ தெம். தே கேன் நாட் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் டீச்சர்ஸ். தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் மெத்தடாலஜி. நவ் யூ நோ why we never allow them kevala brahmanishtha as shrotriya brahmanishtha is different. Kevala brahmanishtha, they are not the teachers. They cannot be taken as teachers. If you take them as teachers, your life is wasted. I gave one example. A person who traveled by bus, you ask him his route, he will guide you properly. The one who come from the helicopter, you ask the route, what route he can explain? In the spiritual prodigy is like a helicopter. Avan ketta pa nee route keka kodadu. You want to travel on the road, therefore you have to ask the person who walked. Shrotriya brahmanishta avananda kevala brahmanishta helicopter ivananda shrotriya brahmanishta. You want to travel, idu kuda theriyadu people ku. Ange poi ukarni samadhi ketta namaskaram vandi சத்தர்ஷனம் அண்ண பீப்புள் ரன் டு லிசன், உபதேசாரம் அண்ண பீப்புள் ரன் டு லிசன். பட் தட் ஆல்சோ எ சம்பிரதாய குரு கம்யூனிகேட் ஓன்லி யூ ஷுட் லிசன் தோஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட். டோன்ட் லிசன் டு தோஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரம் எனி அசம்பிரதாய வித். ரிமெம்பர் கேர்ஃபுல்லி, இஃப் யூ லிசன் ஃப்ரம் தெம் யூ வில் பிகம் ஆல்சோ அசம்பிரதாய வித். உனக்கு மோட்சம் வராது. எகேன் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்ம யோக பிரஷ்டா, யாருக்கண்டா மகிஷன் ஆகுமோ மனுஷனே ஆகுமோ. தேர்ஃபோர் அவர் சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் வெரி பர்டிகுலர் அபவுட் திஸ் ஸ்ரோத்ரிய பிரம்மனிஷ்ட குருஹு ஏவ குருஹு சம்பிரதாய குருஹு நாட் கேவல பிரம்மனிஷ்டா. யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வை, வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன் ஆல்சோ யூ ஷுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். நாட் தட் வி ஹேட் தோஸ் பீப்புள், வி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தெம், வி ரிவியர் தெம். But methodology not available for you, isn't it? Therefore, with this, this section is over. Vamadeva is an inspiration, not to get perspiration. Well, some people get perspiration by going to that Mahatma and sitting. ஒரே perspirationோ perspiration. ஏன்னா அவர் வந்து உடம்பு மேலே வந்துட்டாரா, ஏன் வருவார், எதுக்கு வரணும்? பெர்ஸ்பிரேஷன் வேண்டாப்பா, இன்ஸ்பிரேஷன் வச்சுண்டு அங்கே நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணிட்டு வந்துடுன்னா. டோன்ட் பை தட் லிட்டரேச்சர், தோஸ் புக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் சம் திங்கிங் கெப்பாசிட்டி, ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி, யூஸ் யுவர் புத்தி, புட் யுவர் எஃபர்ட். ஓகே, நத்திங் கம் ஷார்ட்கட். அந்த ஷார்ட்கட்டில் போய் தான் அப்போ ஆயிடுத்து, அதெல்லாம் ஷார்ட்கட்டில் போய் யோக பிரஷ்டனாய் கஷ்டப்பட்டுட்டு. அவரு குருவே இல்லையேண்ணா, யாரு சொன்னா குருவி இல்லைன்னு? போன ஜென்மால படிச்சுட்டு வந்தாப்பா, இப்போ வந்து உட்கார்ந்துருக்கா. தட்ஸ் வை தேர் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், அண்ட் தேர் வே ஆஃப் டாக்கிங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், தேர் ட்ரெஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். டிஃபரெண்ட் பீப்புள் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேஸ். தட்ஸ் வை தே ஆர் நாட் எக்ஸம்பிளரிஸ் டு த சொசைட்டி ஆல்சோ. அவர் சொசைட்டி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தெம், தட்ஸ் ஆல். பட் தே ஆர் நாட் exemplaries. Their way of lifestyle is different, but you don't compare them to your life. Romba danger. Avar appadi irkar dress pannitar, inga orthar irpar and Arunachalam la appu cigarette kudichinde irpar. Surat Kumar, Yogi Surat Kumar, enna kootam kootam povuma theriyumanga appadi cigarette. Avar cigarette kudikkumbodhu naan ee kudikka koodadhu nee ivana kudichitaanna, avan mahatma naan kudikkiraanna. அதனால் தேர் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ரொம்ப ரொம்ப ஜாகிரதையாக நம்ம பார்த்துக்கணும். ஈவன் க்ரௌட் இஸ் கோயிங்னு சொல்லி போகக்கூடாது அந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம். தட்ஸ் வை சம்பிரதாய நெவர் ஆக்செப்ட் தெம். புரியுறதா? நான் போனேன் ஒரு வாட்டி, லாங் பிஃபோர் ஐ ஆல்சோ வென்ட் வென் ஐ வாஸ் கம்மிங் டு சாஸ்திரா ஆஃப் 30 இயர்ஸ் பேக். ஐ ஹோப் ஐ யூஸ் டு கோ லைக் திஸ் ஓன்லி. ஸோ மெனி பீப்புள் ஐ சா, எல்லாம் மிஸ்டிக் எல்லாம் பார்த்து பார்த்து தப்பிச்சு வந்துட்டோம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே.
ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.